Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has exchanged congratulations with Honduran President Aris Xiomara Castro Sarmiento on the first anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties. President Xi said he is ready to work with President Castro to consolidate mutual support, expand cooperation, and jointly write a better future for relations. President Castro said China is an important partner of Honduras and her country will adhere to the One China principle. Celebrations have been held in the Honduran capital over the last few days. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met the president of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations and a professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. The meeting with Stephen Orlins and Graham Allison took place on Tuesday at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. This year's Bo Ao Forum for Asia is underway in Hainan in South China. Organizers say over 2,000 representatives from around 60 countries and regions, as well as over 1,100 journalists, are attending the full-day event. The forum aims to promote regional cooperation and integration. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a resolution that demands an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the holy month of Ramadan. The resolution won 14 votes in favor among the 15 members of the Council. The United States, which had previously vetoed 3 draft resolutions that would have called for or demanded a ceasefire in Gaza, abstained on Monday. China's permanent representative to the UN, Zhang Jun, called for implementing the Security Council resolution, saying all harm against civilians must cease immediately.
Of course, the implementation will be key, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So we will urge council members, in particular those who are very much influential in the region, to really to take all measures to get this resolution implemented and also the ceasefire realized.
Israel has cancelled a scheduled delegation's trip to Washington. Israel cited the U.S. decision not to veto a United Nations Security Council resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as a reason. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the deadly terrorist attack in the Crocus City Hall in suburban Moscow was carried out by radical Islamists, but many questions still remain. Putin was speaking at a meeting on measures taken after the terrorist attack. The Russian president said it is already known who carried out the terrorist attack, but now authorities are interested in who ordered the crime. Meanwhile, the Russian investigative committee says the number of deaths from Friday's terrorist attack has risen to 139. 3 more suspects have been arrested in Moscow in connection with the attack. Dasha Chernyshova reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the terrorist attack at the Crocus City Hall was conducted by radical Islamists. But in the wider context, the attack feeds into the Ukrainian attacks on Russia. Putin said on Monday that it can only be a link in the whole series of attacks by those who have been at war with Russia since 2014. He said that Washington wants now to persuade everyone that there is no Ukrainian trace. But Putin also doubted that the radical Islamist organizations are truly interested in hitting in Russia. The head of Russia's investigative committee, Alexander Bastrykin, said that all 4 suspects who have been directly involved into the shooting pledged guilty and testified extensively, giving out all the details of the attack and how it was perpetrated.
The European Commission has reviewed the opening of non-compliance investigations targeting 3 major American tech giants, including Alphabet, Apple, and Meta. The probe, conducted under the European Union's Digital Markets Act, focuses on alleged breaches by these companies. Boeing President and CEO Dave Calhoun has announced his decision to step down at the end of this year. Boeing says Calhoun will continue to lead the company through the year to complete the critical work underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. Boeing has encountered many quality and safety concerns for years with its aircraft, resulting in an extended grounding of certain planes and delivery suspensions. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.